The whole point of this is that the tradition, the religious tradition of this country is tolerance, and that the same sense of tolerance that's been granted by the majority to the minority over the years ought to go the other way too. Minorities ought to have the same sense of tolerance about the majority religion, Christianity, that they've been granted about their religions over the years.
Exactly. John, I have to tell you, let me linger for a minute on that word tolerance, because first of all, the people who like to promulgate that concept are the worst violators. They cannot tolerate Christianity.
Absolutely.
As an example.
I know that.
And number two, I have to tell you, I don't know when they held this election and decided that tolerance was a transcendent value. I serve a God who with the finger of fire wrote he would have no other gods before him. And he doesn't tolerate sin, which is why he sent his son to the cross. But all of a sudden now we jump up and down and celebrate the idea of tolerance. I think tolerance means accommodation, but it doesn't necessarily mean acquiescence or wholehearted acceptance. So
No. And if you figure that, listen, you know, we get a little theological here, and it's probably a bit over my head. But I would think if somebody is going to be have to answer for following the wrong religion, they're not going to have to answer to me. We know who they're going to have to answer to,
right.
And that's fine. Let them. But in the meantime, as long as they're civil and behave, we tolerate the presence of other religions around us without causing trouble. And I think most Americans are fine with that tradition.
I agree.
They'd like it in return.